I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. Whoever believes in me has eternal life. Several years ago, you might remember, I did that course at Stanford, the executive business course. And in it, we spent a ton of time doing a whole work about strategy and understanding how important it is to have strategy, goals, measurements, and processes to accomplish those goals. I remember there was one class in particular, and he was one of the older professors, and he taught this class and only this class in all of Stanford. And he loved to teach this class. And his first words always struck me. He says, "Ladies and gentlemen, you have been learning a lot about strategy. Let me tell you, culture eats strategy every day of the week. Culture eats strategy." And I thought it was peculiar, but he went to break open what it meant, that basically that you can set all the strategy you want for an organization. You can set its goals and the measurements, have all of that. But if the organization, its staff of the organization, have not bought into a healthy culture that supports that, it won't make any difference. The culture of the organization is going to rule no matter what happens, from the lowest to the highest. I think that our Pope is determined to change the culture of our church. He's not setting strategy and goals. He is trying to change the culture of the church from inside out. Some of the phrases, he's called the church a field hospital. That we're called to go out to the peripheries. So we understand what that means is that he isn't seeing the church as a static reality that we come into to watch as perfect people to come and celebrate, but we're called to be charged up here, to be nourished here, and to go out into the world as if the world was a field hospital. We were called to serve it, to the furthest, the people who are most wounded, most broken. That what we gather here for is not a group of saints, but what we gather as a group of saints and sinners. Most of us are very good sinners and not such great saints. And that's the reality. He uses two particular terms that have great meaning to them. He calls it encuentro de Cristo, which is, it's a deeper meaning than just saying encounter with Christ. This word encuentro in Spanish is a much deeper word. It's an action-oriented word. It's something that is an ongoing reality, that we encounter Christ in these broken, in all of these people. These were most disenfranchised people. That's what the Pope wants us to see. He's trying to change the culture, the focus of us as church. And then he uses another term constantly. These words are used in all of his documents. The other one is accompaniment, that we are called to accompany somebody. And again, the Spanish word is much richer than the English word. It's an action of. It's not just a peer-to-peer equal of accompaniment. Not one as I accompany you as if I hold your hand, but one I walk alongside you as brothers or sisters in the faith. And that's exactly what the Pope is asking us to do. And he constantly quotes back to passages like today's gospel, the bread of life, that God came among us as Christ, and Christ's love for the world, and this overall theme of mercy, that we are called to not only receive mercy, but to give mercy, not only to take and receive love from God, but then to pass it on. You know, I was talking about this culture shift with a friend of mine, and he's in the middle of taking a master's course himself in education, and he recommended a book called The Culture Code. And so I read it, and it's really fantastic. It gives you the way of which to change his culture, because if the Pope's trying to ask us to shift the culture, then we've got to find a way as a community of faith here to do it. And so this book suggests that there are three things you need to have to shift the culture. And the first is that of a safe environment, a safety, that people need to feel safe. And the safety is about having communities of true belonging. And I'll break that open in a second. Then the other one is to share vulnerability, that we have some sense of, that we won't have a group, a culture, until we have this sense of shared vulnerability. And the last one is to have a clear purpose. Well, I think the purpose part we've got. I think we know we're called to be disciples in the world, and that what we're called to do is to share that discipleship with others, and by doing that, we care for each other's souls. So I think that last part we got, but these first two parts, I'm not sure we have. And I think I've been a pastor here 14 years, and I've missed this. Like, I've been focused on goals and strategy, and I thought we were doing well, and after all the courses I've taken, I missed the kosher component. And the Pope's absolutely right. I can set all the goals we want, but if we don't agree on who we want to be, and who, when others look among us, will see, what will they see? Will they see people who love one another? Will they see people who love others, especially those on the margins, those who are immigrants, those who are homeless, those who are broken in different ways? See, this is the very thing that the letter to the Ephesians today, the second reading, is trying to address. He says, be imitators of God, and then goes on and says exactly what actions will get us there. He says to be gentle and to be compassionate and kind, to be forgiving and loving. Gentle and kind, forgiving and loving. Now, I think when we meet people, and I think we can be kind to each other here. I think we can be forgiving to one another and loving to one another. But when we meet other people, are we? And are we willing to put our reputation on the line as a community? I mean, fundamentally, that's how people know us. We can say all the words we want, but we are not those. If we do not have those characteristics, every single one of us, then something's missing. And this becomes the shared vulnerability. We have to admit when we don't do it. We have to share with somebody who says, like, I didn't get that right. I wish, can you help me? Can you figure this out with me? How do I get this right? And this is where we get this, to have this place be a safe place, we have to say that all are welcome. That there's no conditions to come through the doors. That's not what we do. We say all are welcome in here. And in here, we're safe. And when I say in here, I mean metaphorically, as part of the parish, we become the community that we seek to be. That then we take on that responsibility that we are going to be loving and forgiving. That we are going to be gentle and kind. I think we're trying. But I think where some of us, and I'm finding it more and more, is where some of this is breaking down is on some of the online chats. Some of the things that we share are very, very far from gentle or kind. And I think we have to go back to what St. John of the Cross once said, where you do not find love, put love, and you will draw out love. If we just give back to others what we have received, we will never break the cycle. So today, as we receive from this bread of life which gives us strength, let's build a new culture where the church is about those, our church, our community, is about standing with those who are on the most extreme, those most wounded, those most broken, those most in need of help. How do we do it? By being gentle and being kind in every word and in every action we take, whether it is online or in person. And that everybody who we meet is going to have been better off having met us, whether it be online or whether it be in person. We are called to be loving and forgiving in all we do. That's how we change the culture of our world, by changing the culture of our parish.